Emma?
Yeah.
Not too much. What are you up to today?
My friend just got back from Hawaii, so I was just going to go see her. Maybe go to a bar class. Super exciting.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
How was life in Squamish?
Super laid back. Pretty slow town.
Nice, nice. Do you want to start the questions or me?
Sure. Normally, I always ask if the person plays crib or not. Do you play crib?
I don't. I knew it was a game, but I had to Google it to see exactly what it was. But no, I've never played. When I Googled it, I think I only got images of, 8-year-olds playing it. So, pretty fun.
It's definitely an old person's game, but it's pretty good. So maybe we'll play it.
Nice. I would need some help because I've never played it.
What was one of your questions?
Do you dunk your fries or do you put the ketchup all over them?
I definitely do not put the ketchup all over them. That just seems like a mess. Definitely put it in a pile beside the fries.
Nice. Okay, good.
I also got asked, what was my drunk food of choice? What would your drunk food of choice be?
I'm originally from Ottawa, so shawarma is usually the go-to over there. Or just really anything greasy. Depends what my level of drunkenness is. Sometimes I like getting creative and making things, which is always a bad idea, but...
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, or just really dangerous. Okay, what's your favorite Bill Murray movie?
Man, I don't know that many Bill Murray movies, to be honest. Groundhog Day, is he in that?
Yeah, that one's a solid one.
I don't remember too many Bill Murray movies, to be honest.
You should
catch up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. What's the worst place you've been to on a first date?
Well, I listen to country music, and I don't smoke, and I'm allergic to cats. And I think the first date, we went to, this weed bar thing that had cats all around it, and then to an EDM concert afterwards.
Wow, that sounds like an absolute nightmare.
I mean, it got me to answer this question, so... Can't fully blame it.
Yeah, there you go. Fair enough. Do you have a big family? You mentioned you had a sister. Any other siblings?
My parents, my brother, two sisters, and then a cat and a dog.
I thought you said you were allergic to cats. You got a cat in your house?
Well, it's my sister's, and when she moved to Ireland, she kind of just dropped it off. So the first few months were a huge pain, but I don't know. I love animals, so even if I'm allergic to them, I still cuddle.
I have a pretty big family.
And are you born and raised out here?
Born out east and then moved kind of west coast when I was around 6.
You're from Ottawa too?
Close to there. Nipian?
Just so you guys know, now that you've got to know each other a little bit, we should probably tell you where you're going for your date for 12 dates in 12 months.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to send you guys to the Pint for some food and some booze, and then you guys are going to head to Lanco, the concert at the Commodore that's happening on Sunday as well.
What?
Yeah.
That's so much fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and if you guys want to do more, you want to meet up earlier and walk around Vancouver, you're having a great time, you want to go out afterwards, that's all on you, but that is the plan for Sunday. We'll take care of your food and your drinks. You can go and have a great time at the concert and just kind of see where it goes.
Perfect.
Unreal.